52, The Twofold Path. Wisdom counsels us to begin the quest with the long path. When we have gone some distance on it, we may add the short path, changing the emphasis from one to the other by turns. This intermittent approach sets up a kind of reciprocal rhythm. The improvement of character opens the door of sensitivity a little wider to intuition, and the improved intuition helps to exalt character. The advocates of the long path claim that the mind must be trained and the heart must be cleansed before enlightenment is possible. The advocates of the short path claim that it is sufficient to deny the ego and affirm the higher self. The philosopher studies the facts revealed by observation and research and concludes that the methods of both schools must be united if enlightenment is not only to be lastingly attained, but also not to fall short of its perfect state. The fact is that the long path is incomplete without the short one. While giving all attention to the overself, or to its remembrance, or to its various aspects, or to the idea of it, he forgets himself. This makes it possible to transcend the ego, and this is why the short path must be traveled if the preparatory work of the other path is to be completed. In theory, the long path ought to precede the short path, but in actual practice, such precedent endures for a limited time only, and then both paths are to be followed simultaneously. There is not one fixed rule for everyone. One person is suited for a little of the short path and more or longer of the long path. With the other person, it is vice versa. With most people, the combination is the best way. Such a double practice of the short and long paths will not only lead to a fuller and better balanced progress, but also to a quicker one. For these two opposite activities will work upon him in a reciprocal way. His faults will be ground to powder between them as if they were millstones. They are not really opposed to each other, but in fact complementary. If the long path is a steep uphill climb, the short path is its sunny side.